Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
It's Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. It's finally here, game one of the Stanley Cup Final between the Blackhawks and the Lightning.
Do as we normally do. Talk about making things difficult on the goaltender, getting to him, and making them play on their own end. And I think it's a team that will try and play smart defensively and create our chances off of that. And but I think we'll see as we go along the types of challenges, the different challenges this team will present to us.
Blackhawks captain Jonathan Toews on the strategy in beating the Lightning. Puck drops tonight just after 7. They're in Tampa. On to baseball, the Cubs are looking to rebound from last night's 5-2 loss in Miami. John Lester poses Dan Herron. First pitch at 6:10. White Sox pounded yesterday in Texas 15-2. Jeff Samardzija gave up 9 over 12 hits, 5 innings of work. Chris Sale faces Nick Martinez. Pregame here on The Score starts at 6:30. One afternoon game today going on, Yankees at Mariners. NBA Finals tips tomorrow at 8 p.m. Golden State hosting Kendrick Perkins and the Cleveland Cavaliers. American Pharoah has been made the early 3-5 favorite at the Belmont Stakes. AP will run out of the number 5 post, looking to claim the Triple Crown this Saturday. John Fox addressed the media today from the Bears OTA.
Well, obviously, we gave them a second chance, and everybody knew the parameters. I think those were pretty well documented, and we moved on.
Bears head coach talking about Ray McDonald. McDonald was released from the team on May 25th after an arrest for domestic abuse charges. Some new information recently is coming out from his fiance about what exactly took place, some pretty nasty stuff, and it's there to read online if you want to get after it. This Scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. Join 670 The Score's Terry Bors and Dan Bernstein for the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour at Lantern in Naperville. That's this Friday from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast. Enter for your chance to win a pair of Cubs tickets. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is today at 6:30, Sox and Rangers on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
Bors and Bernstein at it again.
Bors and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
The question that I still have has to do with Jen Swanson. This is a superfluous piece now because you felt that you needed her there as some kind of restrictor, your instrument.
Yeah.
To use to step in between the coach and trainer relationship. In my perfect world, she's done. That we are going back to a normal NBA team where you've got a coach, you've got a trainer that deals with the medical staff. No more confusion.
I think if you look at the clunkiness of what the Bulls were doing last year, all told, none of this, had it not happened, would have gotten you past LeBron. To your knowledge, does anybody else in the NBA do that?
What you should have is a coach you trust to listen to a trainer who has talked to doctors. That's all you should need.
Bors and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Fred Hoiberg.
With this roster, you can have a lot of versatility. You can play bigger lineups like the ones that the Bulls started and try to punish people on the inside. You know, I think Noah has always been a guy. One thing I like most about him is his ability to make plays, his ability to score from all over the floor. You know, but again, you can play smaller. When I go back and watch all the games, not only the playoffs, but all 82 of them, and see how we can put these guys on the floor to best utilize their skill sets. And there is a lot of skill with these players. It's one of the reasons that this job is so exciting.
All right, Fred, we'll let you go. And next time we'll ask you about your first playoff experience playing against Michael Jordan.
Yeah, it wasn't so good, but hey, I appreciate it.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the score.
Terry Bores.
Yeah!
Dan Bernstein.
That's not a way.
Bores and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What about the Blackhawks? Bores and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We'll get into it more of the actual game. Open up the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. Steve Conroy, or Cons as they call him, will join us at 5. Can I say this, too? The Bears did a great job with the whole Ray McDonald thing, huh?
Wow.
Holy crap. George? Wow.
George. George. I wonder what else I could have done. I don't know what else I could have talked to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you're, the latest news, the AP got stuff here from the San Jose Mercury News.
Oh, my God.
A restraining order obtained by the newspaper yesterday shows that Ray McDonald's ex-fiance, the 27-year-old woman, says he once choked her, once put his knee to her stomach while she was pregnant. This is according to her application for the restraining order. She contends McDonald began a pattern of verbal abuse and controlling behavior in February of 2014 after the couple got engaged that escalated into full attacks.
Well, John Fox just said, sort of reminded me of all this. And we moved on. We just moved on. John, Ryan, bad.
Yeah, that was
real bad.
In Orland Park, Mike, you're on the score.
How you doing, guys? I was listening to the stats you were quoting on the NHL viewership, and I'm biased. I think the NHL has the best product that they put out there, but I thought once ESPN dropped them as a sport and covering the playoffs after the first lockout that it really hurt them because, yeah, as my friends say, you're really not a sport until you're on ESPN, and I was curious what those numbers were prior to 2000 when they were covering the playoffs.
I don't know. I don't think they were that great then either.
No. Otherwise, they wouldn't have.
Right. There's a reason they got rid of them. If it were a moneymaker, they would have kept it.
Believe me, if you're making money, you're still on our air. You're not making money.
Yeah, the problem is once you're off their air, they're not going to promote you because, as we've said before, where the Booyahs used to be a media company that had great marketing and promotions, mm-hmm. they are now a marketing and promotions company that also has a media aspect.
Yeah.
So once they're not in the business of hockey, it's not in their best interest to cover it in their supposedly objective news coverage.
And you know what? I know that hockey fans don't want to believe it. I don't understand how many, I guess I don't know how many ways you can say this. There just isn't a great amount of national interest in this. There just isn't. It doesn't work that way. It's never worked that way. In Canada, yes, you go to Montreal, that can go crazy if Montreal's in a cup final.
Well, that's why.
But it'd be six people.
And Buffalo, which is, it's a Canadian city that happens to be in the United States.
Yeah, it happens to be in this side of the border,
right.
Yeah.
But it's essentially a Canadian city that just.
I mean, but it doesn't, American. You know, you can wish it to be so, but it isn't so. You can wish it. Oh, man, it's a great sport. It's the best of all. Well, no, it's not.
Northside, this is Oren. He's on WSCR.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
You know, I was thinking about this problem with the NHL viewership, and it seems to me, in my severely uninformed opinion, that a big part of it has to do with relatability. I think your average sports fan, and really I'm just talking about basically the cross-section of America made up by my friends and the people I grew up with.
Okay.
And who are they exactly?
At least you understand.
Give me more information than who are these people and where are they from?
There's Joe, and they've all played basketball, baseball, and football, at least on some level, whether it's organized or informal games in the backyard. I can tell you, I played sports like crazy as a kid. I've never played 1 minute of ice hockey in my entire life. And so I think when you're watching basketball, football, and baseball, there's more of a familiarity with it and a recognition of the greatness of what you're watching because you can compare it to what you've done and what you've seen with your own eyes and experience yourself.
Well, that's part of it.
They're playing it at absolutely the top level, but that's the only level you've ever seen it at. And so there's no recognition of what it is that you're seeing. And that would explain why in Canada it has such better numbers, because in Canada, all those kids did grow up growing hockey. Your average kid in Canada plays hockey. And so as they grow up, they have a better recognition of the game and a better realization of the product they're witnessing when they watch a Stanley Cup final.
I'm sure everybody in Norway watches cross-country skiing. I'm sure biathlon does huge numbers.
Saturday nights and cross-country skiing.
Doesn't curling do big numbers in Canada, too?
I think it does.
Yeah, because a lot of people enjoy curling.
That's frightening.
Why is it frightening?
You curling blows. Curling sucks.
Now Terry's weighing in, throwing bombs. Curling sucks.
So let me ask a question there, Mr. Sports. So when's the last time you sat down and said, hey, Jason, come on over here, curling's
on. We watched it the last Winter Olympics.
You watch curling?
Yeah. You watch them sweep and the skip.
Sweep Jesus.
And the skip has got the stone and they release it and they it's shuffleboard.
It was unturned.
It's shuffleboard. It's fun.
Right. Yeah, well, all right.
It's kind of like watching people play bags, but it's.
Okay, now you're getting to the gist of it.
Right.
You may have watched it, but is there something about that? I don't want to miss that next time?
No. Nothing whatsoever.
So we've got to stop the Canadians. Nothing
at all.
Stop doing that.
But that's
bad for you.
Of all the sports, that hockey needs the big local tribal viewership.
Got it here.
Yeah, because if the Blackhawks were not in the Stanley Cup final, I can tell you, I would not be watching the Stanley Cup final.
Not interested. Correct.
I will be watching the NBA finals because I'm interested.
Well, because you have two of the best players in there. You have the best player in the world and one of the five best players in the world going at it. And the best player in the world is given zero chance by anybody alive.
And one of the five best players arguably ever.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Yeah.
In Villa Park, here is Chip. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. I heard you talking about what would an average number be for a regularly televised game. And I went back looking for it, and it was interesting to see that this year's Winter Classic with the Hawks and the Capitals brought in a 2.3, okay, which ended up being the lowest of any of the seven that they have done so far to date.
Hmm.
Yet, they said that that number actually represents a 77% increase from the normal regular season NHL game, according to NBC Sports Public Relations Department.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that kind of hurts.
Yeah, that's hard to make money with that.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Right? So it made me stop to think, though, what do you do then to try to get over the hump in terms of promotion and what you do? Do you look to a guy like John McDonough? Or people of his ilk, maybe within the game, who have been able to find a way to bring something back from the dead, like he was able to do with the management team, and try to find some promotion.
But that's local. He can't move mountains. You can't make a nation care about a sport that's not as much in its DNA as others.
Yeah,
it's
really
impossible.
Difficult. I mean, I think. Look, thanks to the call. I think people have tried this forever. Going back to when from ESPN to this kind of incarnation of where it's at now, NBC, and it just doesn't happen. I mean, I think smarter people than us have, and that's their job, sort of, to figure out what do we have to do. Do you think they found a satisfactory answer?
No, especially relative to the amount of money they pay their players.
Correct.
That they're a big time league when you look at their salaries, although. If you look at what a guy like Jonathan Toews or Patrick Kane, they make $10 million a year.
Yep.
That's what a decent relief pitcher gets. Look at look what NBA players make $10 million a year. You know what that's Taj Gibson money.
Yep, that's what it is.
Here's Bob on the score. Oh, I didn't ask for permission, but I put him up anyway. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? I'm not asking this question to be a jerk. I just want Dan's opinion on something. I've tried really hard to not use the term we when referring to local sports teams because we're not on the team and all that kind of stuff, which I think is a good thing. If the Blackhawks are winning 3-2 and it's game 6 of the Stanley Cup final and they're up with a minute and a half left and people start chanting, we want the cup, we want the cup, we want the cup. Do you feel that's appropriate at that particular time or not?
So you want a ruling on that? I would say yes. Because the nature of that trophy, the nature of the cup, is that it is uniquely shared with fans, more so than, say, the Vince Lombardi trophy or the World Series trophy. It is a trophy of the people. and it's brought to the people, and everybody takes their picture with it, everybody touches it and kisses it and puts it and does and puts it on social media. So I would say, Bob, absolutely, that the more so than in any other sport, it is a trophy of and for the fans, and absolutely it is
traveled
it is,
everywhere in the world.
It is partially if that team wins, the team always goes out of their way to share it with the fans. So yes.
Been about everywhere in the world with the various players and so forth, and it's always a big deal no matter what the country. It's a huge deal.
I remember when the Cup came by our old studios at NBC Tower before the Hawks renaissance, and the Cup handlers were there, and they allowed me to put on the white gloves and cradle the Cup. You're not allowed to hold it up over your head, because that's only the people who actually win it are supposed to do that.
Well, you should have done
it. I think
anyway.
Was it Belushi who did that?
I think it was.
Oh, God, that's right. Belushi's going to be, if he's around again. Oh, I don't want to think around about again? It. He's going to be. You know he's going to be. Okay. But yeah, that was just a really cool thing.
It is a cup for the people, but I would not call you for interpretations of various rules. I would not bother with that. But yeah, it is everybody's cup, and they make it so. They encourage that.
This email from Tim. He